And now, when do I and do I bring up business once I've introduced a product to somebody? And is what I said in the newsletter, this kind of haunted me for a while because I was under a particular assumption that I would be able to bridge that very easily if somebody wanted to buy a product, or I was showing the business to somebody and then they didn't want to do the business, and so I could say, well, would you like the product, right? I wasn't really able to make that work very often. A few times that I was, but not very often. And it wasn't very often because normally they just kind of shut down and I wasn't able to get anything from them in terms of information after that. But a couple of times people shared with me what was going on, and that was is that it kind of felt creepy or weird that I would be making money off of them, right? My sister in particular had made that comment to me, and I just stuck with her long enough to get her to actually answer it. And so she just didn't feel as though that it was fair. And so because I was family and I should be giving it to her at wholesale price. And so my comment was, well, what business buys at wholesale and sells at wholesale and stays in business, you know? And then her comment was, well, it just doesn't feel right. And then I had another person, you know, was because they knew that I was making a profit off of it. All right. Well, that is not your issue, and you do not, in my recommendation to you, okay? Don't overthink that. So if someone decides that they should get wholesale from you, don't let that change your mind. And so from that point on, when I went through that little difficulty, there was a few people that after that, I gave it to them at wholesale until at some point I'm like, you know, I'm just greatly undermining and undervaluing the product itself. And it's an absolute waste of time for me to go through that whole process and in essence give it to them where they didn't have to do any work. They didn't have to pay a fee to become a distributor or anything else. And here I am giving it to them at wholesale. So I don't recommend that. Now, there are some things that companies have been doing in terms of automatic delivery. So a person gets on auto ship or auto deliver or whatever it is that your company calls it, and then the company will give that to them at a less price, and sometimes it actually is the same cost that a distributor would get it at. And absolutely, yes, I recommend that one. In other words, if that person's willing to get on auto delivery for a less expensive price on it, then absolutely, I would recommend that. And most of the times, the companies are actually kicking something back to the distributor that gets them on automatic delivery, even though it is at wholesale. There is still an override bonus that's coming up to the distributor. All right, so that's my recommendation on that, is that when I've gone through the sale and it is not one of those products that is automatic delivery, then I make the sale, then I'm going to charge retail price for it. And if it's on automatic delivery, if I can get it delivered automatically, then that gives me a customer, recurring customer over time, and that's worth it to me to give it to them at the wholesale price.